Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So before everybody starts to panic, we just need to talk a little bit about plague. I'm not surprised that we're hearing about plague because I think in America we get about 10 people a year that get some sort of plague. Either they get exposed to some rodent droppings or something. And there's about 1,000 to 2,000 cases a year roughly worldwide of plague. So plague happens, okay? Poop happens. Fortunately, this year, a lot of stuff happens. So we heard that there was a gentleman in the Inner Mongolia region that has come down with bubonic plague. There's a few different types of plagues. We got bubonic plague. We got septicemic plague. We got pneumonic plague. I'll tell you the difference in a sec. So this is the bubonic plague, which is a little bit more common. Now, bubonic plague is the plague that killed millions, many millions in the 14th century. 1300s killed, I think they believe, a third of the world's population. There was another huge outbreak in the 1600s in England. When the plague came, people social distanced. I mean... Boy, did they social distance. I don't know if they wore masks, but boy, did they stay away from other people. In fact, the bubonic plague, or this plague, was so deadly that they made a song about it. And kids would sing the song. And it was the Ring Around the Rosie song. Ring around a Rosie, pocket full of posies, ashes, ashes, they all fall down. So, Ring Around the Rosie, some of the buboes... Or the lymph nodes get infected, but then you also get these sores. Some of the sores may have a ring around it. So we think that's where they came up with the ring around the rosy. And then pocket full of posies. People would use these posies to ward off, like herbs to ward off plague, or they would use it when they buried the dead. Ashes, ashes, they all fall down. They would burn the plague victims so you couldn't get infected by touching a dead family member. And ashes, ashes, they'll fall down. So kids would sing a song about it. And that's kind of what, I don't know. I've always wondered what kind of a kid I would be in the olden days, you know, right? I liked singing commercial jingles, you know, like the, you know, Crest or the Sure, you know, raise your hand, you know it. You know, I would sing the Sure Underarm commercial song and any McDonald's theme song. You know, Big Mac, filet of fish, quarter pounder, french fries, icy cook, the shake, sundaes, and apple pies. So I would sing that a lot. And then Dallas, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So my guess is if there was a song to sing back, then I would sing it. So I'd probably be singing the Ring Around the Rosie song as well. Ring Around the Rosie. But that's just what kids did back then. Scary, scary time. So obviously when people hear plague, they're like, oh, plague. Because plague kind of connotes... pandemic. People feel that if there's plagues, it sheets, almost blankets things. Not necessarily. We still call it the plague if it's a version or an infection caused by the bacteria Yersinia pestis. Yersinia pestis causes many forms of plague. The bubonic is the most common, the one where it infects the lymph nodes, then it makes these sores, and we call them buboes. There's the pneumonic plague, where it affects the lungs, and it could be spread by cough and respiratory transmission. And then there's the septicemic plague, where the infection gets into your blood system, goes into the blood, septicemia. It could cause you to go into septic shock, where all the blood and resources get shunted to the you know, essential parts of the body, like the heart and the brain, and then the fingers and the hands and sometimes the kidneys and things like that, even though they're essential, they to us, they start to falter. So with plague, and again, with so what happened in China, in Inner Mongolia, it was, I think, Chinese, a Chinese region within Mongolia. They, it's one person, I believe he's still recovering. They found four dead rats, and these dead rats, had the plague. So they then quarantined about 15 people who they think might have had exposure. None of them ate the rats. None of them ate marmots. Marmots is an animal that some people eat. I think last year a couple got plagued because they ate marmot. There was a kid who ate a marmot and it was infected. And so those are things that unfortunately are no-nos, and but I guess that's what they eat back there. So with any sort of plague or outbreak, they're going to quarantine, right, which is what we tried to do with coronavirus, and then they treat. Is plague treatable? Yeah. Nowadays, we could do antibiotics. We got Cipro. We got, I'm not sure what else they really use, like doxycycline, and there's a lot of the floxacin family they'll use, and I'm sure there's many others. So we could treat it with antibiotics. So, you know, it's treatable. How do you avoid the plague? Well, don't, you need to avoid fleas. Fleas carry the plague. Fleas like to eat, you know, rodent droppings and things like that. And so fleas could infect your animals. They can infect you. So insect repellent is actually a good way to kind of avoid plague, being away from people who are sick with the plague, and then trying to avoid dead rats. Now, many of you are like, okay, well, that's easy. I don't go camping a lot. You don't understand. I got cats. They like to bring dead rats into the house all the time. They brought another one yesterday. It's big, beautiful rat. I don't know if the rat was dead and they found it or if they killed the rat, but they love to bring rats home for mama. And like, oh, mommy, look. You know, I'm like, look, no. Okay. All right, we'll get arrested. Stop it. Get these rats out of the house. Last thing we need is a quarantine. So, you know, obviously avoiding plague is good. So do I think this is going to turn into, like, the next quote-unquote plague of 2020? I don't. And amazingly, China was very forthcoming with this. They reported it. Truth has happened, I think, mid-June, but at least we're hearing from China. At least China is now notifying us a little bit sooner of things than they did previously. But it's just something that we really don't want to have on top of everything. Okay, when we come back, we got a lot to talk about. I understand Dunkin' Donuts, don't worry, we already clarified Dunkin' Donuts is not closing throughout the United States, just 450 locations and gas stations. So don't worry, we still got Dunkin' Donuts. Gosh, I want a donut. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Daniel who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we talk a lot about the economy. We talk a lot about job searches and, you know, what sort of jobs or industries are hiring and, you know, kind of the chaos that COVID has caused and kind of a flip on how we do business. And so we have a lot of young individuals and students kind of contemplating where they should go and what they should do to become more competitive in the job market. And I'm very, very excited for our next guest. It's Guillermo Miranda, Global Head of IBM Corporate Social Responsibility. Guillermo, thank you for joining us. I'm really honored to have you on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Dahlia.
Oh, no, thank you. Now, tell us, what is IBM Corporate Social Responsibility? I love that you have that.
Yes. So, look, in IBM, we are responsible for the communities and the users where we operate. So the Corporate Social Responsibility team is in charge of the outreach with the initiatives on education and skills and tech for good that are going to help society to evolve and get a better impact for science and technology. Specifically, we work on education and skills programs, and the OpenP Tech is one of our education platforms. And I'm lucky to be leading this team. My previous job, I was the chief learning officer of IBM. So this is an extension of the mission of education and learning for everybody.
I love this. And it's called OpenP Tech. And what does that stand for?
OpenP Tech is a platform that takes the best of the P-Tech model. The P-Tech education model is a model that we started back in 2011 in Brooklyn, New York, and now it's an education model that expands to 24 countries, 150,000 students, 220 schools in 24 different countries, and it takes an school, an industry partner, and a community college to structure an experience for students. But now we are trying to go beyond the brick and mortar model, and the OpenP Tech platform was launched early this year precisely to have the two key components of this model. One, workplace learning. How you learn on how to operate in this new digital economy environment. And then the foundationals of the technology that is changing the way that we work, the way that we interact, the way that we do banking, the way that we do many things. So those are the two legs of the OpenP Tech platform. And I may add, this is completely for free. There is no tricks. There is no second click and we ask you for a credit card. It's completely for free. And it starts with a small piece of digital badges. You get certifications and you advance, and you can get a full bootcamp cybersecurity analyst certification that is much more heavier. But it's like a snackable education, if you want.
And you know, it's brilliant. This is perfect timing. And I mean, I you know, thank God you guys are doing something like this and offering it, you know, free, because you know, many of the jobs where it was person to person and customer service and, you know, doing things by hand, you know, I don't know how long COVID or, you know, how long this is going to last, or are now concerned about pathogens, and we're now approaching flu and colds much differently, where people want to use more tech. They want to institute more technology into their jobs. And before COVID, we were concerned about automation and technology replacing jobs, but somebody has to run the tech. Somebody has to be there operating the tech and understanding it and working with it. So I think this is perfect timing.
Absolutely. And I think that it's important, the mindset, that one of the most important things that we have to learn is precisely how to constantly be focused on our skills and how constantly refresh our skills. And what better way to do it than in the technology area that is slowly changing all the different aspects of our lives, and how we approach that without a barrier of fear, but with a easy way to do it, and it's designed for modular, small pieces, incremental, with full support, and without the concern that somebody will charge me something for this education.
Of course, of course. And the fact that it's free is a blessing. You know, you bring up a good point. We need to always realize that jobs are evolving. Us Generation Xers or the boomers, you know, you get a job, you work hard at that job, you get seniority, you retire from that job. And that's not the new work environment. The new work environment is always evolving, always changing, that if you don't continually enhance your skills, you're going to be surpassed and replaced.
That is correct. That is correct. And that's exactly what we are living. And this is why in IBM, we feel a very strong responsibility to avoid a digital barrier, to avoid a digital divide between the haves and the have-nots, and mm-hmm. how to put this at the availability of society in order to advance all together instead of pieces, or instead of you have connectivity at home and you are privileged. So we are also working with NGO partners at inner city level. So this platform is available to people that not necessarily have a laptop, a tablet, or not necessarily have internet connectivity at home.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're speaking to Guillermo Miranda, global head of IBM Corporate Social Responsibility. So, in your opinion, which jobs do you think are going to be the most, not so much in demand, but have the most supply? Which jobs do you think are going to be hiring, looking for the most people?
Well, I think that the whole technology sector is growing exponentially, but mm-hmm. we need to reshuffle our understanding of technology. Probably 5 years ago, working in technology means working on a company that does technology, Microsoft, Dell, Google, IBM. Now, if you work in a bank, if you work in a retail, if you work in a restaurant chain, if you work in an academic organization, the technology is embedded into the everyday of how we do things. So, mm-hmm. all jobs are going to evolve. All jobs are required to learn the very basics of technologies. Some are going to be much more prone to acceleration, where repetitive tasks can be automated and then you can get into a higher level of analysis. Mm-hmm. I think that any job that has a component of software on a digital platform behind is a job that will grow.
Okay. You worded it beautifully, much more eloquently than I have on this show. So what's going to be next for IBM's PTech program?
So we are working on a global expansion, of course. Open PTech was launched a few months ago at the beginning of the year. Now more than 50,000 people is using actively the platform. And we have instance in English, in Spanish, in Portuguese, in German, in French. So we are evolving to be sure that this is benefiting all societies that can get a hand on passing this shock of the pandemic.
Absolutely, absolutely. And where can listeners go? Where can people go to get more information on Open PTech?
IBM.com/skills. And you will get all the menu of possibilities of our educational program. If you go directly to ptech.org, you will get specifically to the platform of Open PTech. But you can enjoy the whole menu. So you go to ibm.com/skills.
Love that. And I'll put that on my Facebook and I'll put that on my Twitter. And again, which age group do you think, does this target and seem to help the most? Is it high school, college, young adults?
I think high school, college, adults, anybody that needs a reskilling, this can help. My mother learned how to use better a tablet with some of the programs. So there is no limit on age.
Okay, yeah, but I'm not going to send you my mom because then you'll never want to talk to me again. I know, but I got to tell you, my husband is asking me to learn more cooking. So if you guys could teach me that, I'd love that. Guillermo, an honor to have you. Thank you and IBM for, making this happen, and we'll definitely have you back.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Adios. Tengo buen día. Adios.
Buen día.
All right, guys, we'll be back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House expects the next coronavirus relief package to cost up to $1 trillion. That's according to Mark Short, the chief of staff for Vice President Mike Pence. Short making his comments during a radio appearance on Bloomberg Radio. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Monday did say that the caucuses have discussed a $1 trillion package and projected that his chamber would pass a final coronavirus relief bill before August. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says politics and law enforcement don't go well together.
I think folks need to stop playing politics with law enforcement, give law support the tools and resources they need to do their job.
Wolf making his comments there on Fox News, and Wolf also commended Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp for calling up the National Guard following holiday weekend violence in Atlanta. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Many schools are making decisions on the upcoming school year, and Harvard has announced their plan. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
As colleges and universities nationwide scramble to figure out fall semester plans amid the coronavirus, Harvard University announced it will only invite 40% of its undergraduate population back to campus when the Ivy League institution semester begins in September. Only first years and students who are unable to complete online coursework at home will be allowed on the campus. Tuition will remain the same at $49,653.
Documents show Hunter Biden still controls a stake in a Chinese investment firm, despite his promise to resign from the company's board and a pledge from his father, Joe Biden, that no one in his family will have foreign business entanglements if he is elected in November. Records show that Hunter Biden owns a 10% equity stake in Bohai Harvest, RST. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of the latest with coronavirus, and this is not going to be a very, very easy segment because somebody's going to get ticked off at something I say, but that just is unfortunately what happens because I need to guys tell you guys the truth. So in news, we're being told that Dr. Fauci has said that we are knee-deep into this coronavirus epidemic. Knee-deep is never good. For those of us knee-deep into water, something happens. We fall, we get pushed off by some current, something happens, hit a rock. So being knee-deep, I don't like it. I need to protect my knees. However, good news. even though cases are up, especially the Sun Belt states and Florida and Texas and Arizona and California, we're seeing positive case rises, we are definitely seeing less deaths. So the death rate is slowing down. We talked about this. Last week we found that it is a more contagious version. It's being spread easier, especially among young people, because young people are kind of done with the social distancing, so a lot of them are hanging out. But we're seeing less deaths. Why are we seeing less deaths? Well, one is because I think our doctors and our nurses and our hospitals are on it. Number two is I think we do have a healthier population now getting sick. So that could be what's going on. And then three, maybe it's because the virus mutated. So those are things we've kind of talked about. Fauci has echoed, and medical experts have kind of agreed that, okay, not as deadly. Still using up our hospitals, still starting to overload our ICUs. Now we're also being told that we're running low on PPE. We're running low on personal protective equipment. We've got to talk about that. As expected, now everybody's wearing masks, you know, and bandanas and things like that. And, you know, doctors are trying to go back to work, even though they were essential. They didn't want to force their staff to work without PPE, personal protective equipment. Dentists are back. And so if you don't have enough companies making the stuff, we're going to run out. So that's another issue we're running into. But one thing we need to talk frankly about, which isn't going to be very popular, unfortunately, is, and I really apologize, I'm having a really bad hair day, some medical experts, I think many, as well as many people in the population, are, I think, a little bit done with the recommendations that we've made when it comes to COVID. So we originally told you guys that masks don't work because we need to save the masks for the healthcare workers. And we thought that masks with coughing and things like that really weren't going to, you know, matter. That's what we were told. So we were recommended to not run out and get them. And that was a big cluster. Then we were told that you needed to be at least 6 feet away from somebody else. And there's been studies going that's not the case. It'll travel high, it'll travel low. So having these airplanes with these like little baby plexiglass things between you adds a little barrier. But the virus travels. The virus floats in the air. We found out that. We were also told that the incubation period is 14 days. So if you're going to quarantine, you have to quarantine for 2 weeks. So if you go to work and your boss goes, hey, Bob has COVID. And you're like, who's Bob? Well, Bob works in deli. Well, I don't work in deli. I work in the bar section. Let me just, you know, drink some of the product. Nah, nah, nah. We all have to be quarantined. You have to go home and quarantine for 14 days. And we were told that when we walk in to an establishment, we need to have our temperature checked. And if our temperature is not high and we have a normal temperature, we could go in and go into the store or whatever. Whereas many people with COVID don't get a fever. Or if they do get a fever, it might not be 4 or 5 days in. In terms of the incubation period, there are people that could have COVID much longer than 2 weeks. You could actually carry the virus and be asymptomatic, possibly even shed the virus. So when you start to look at all those recommendations, you start to go, well, the mask thing was back and forth. What the hell's going on with that? The whole 6 feet distancing, you know, has been debunked. The idea that, well, we got to screen for fevers, that has kind of been debunked. And the concept of, you know, 14 days needing to isolate for 14 days and then somebody could go back to work, or they could go back to work after they've been sick for 7 to 10 days. As long as the last 3 days they weren't sick, they could go back to work. We're starting to find a lot of those debunked. Now, some of the population will say, well, who cares? Let's just keep social distancing, doing the mask, do whatever. And that's fine. But a lot of us have started to be a little bit more savvy when it comes to microbiology. And we're finding that a virus, if it attaches to a new host, you're spreading it. And more research has come out today describing what many of us have known, that if you do get COVID, your symptoms don't just go away like that in 7 days. Your symptoms are 10 days. Your symptoms can go on for weeks. I had a patient call me yesterday saying they still can't taste anything. They still can't smell anything. And it's been, I think it was about 20-some days since they had COVID. All the other symptoms went away. Still can't smell again. Still can't taste again. So I told that person, it could last weeks. The problem I have is anosmia, lack of smell, could be another sort of condition. ACE receptors being affected by COVID could signify COVID disease, but it could also signify other issues. So now I'll get 60, 70-year-old women or men saying, yeah, I'm having a problem tasting and smelling. It's COVID, right? So I should just stay quarantined. I'm like, no. We got to make sure it's not a brain injury. We got to make sure it's not a mass. We got to make sure it's not a stroke. And I'm not saying that to scare you, but I think we have a lot of, we've tried so hard to inform and give people exact times and guidelines and exact diagnoses that we kind of are in the midst right now of a little bit of a cluster. Because if you do start losing your sense of smell, that really needs to be evaluated in person. I get that it's related to COVID, but I'm not comfortable just diagnosing somebody that has shortness of breath or somebody that has chest pain with COVID and telling them to stay home, which unfortunately a lot of people are doing. Yeah, I'm starting to have the chest pain, the chest tightness. I feel like I'm breathing through a straw, so I'm going to stay home from work. Can you give me a note? And I'm like, no, if you're having trouble breathing, you feel like you're breathing through a straw, maybe we need to check your lungs. Can you get seen? So when you look at all this and you hear, well, you know, maybe people are spreading it longer than 14 days. Maybe checking the temperatures are moot. Maybe the masks are moot. Maybe the social distancing is moot. What should then our approach be? Well, you're not going to hear a doctor say, no, a lot of these things are BS, so don't do any of it. We're not going to do that because, again, we want to help. Do I really think that everything we're doing is fighting the virus? No, we've seen the proof. I mean, we went through weeks of lockdowning and masks and not seeing our loved ones and canceling weddings and missing loved ones' funerals and not getting, our kids aren't getting vaccinated. Many kids now are under vaccinated. Wait till that blows up in our face. Many people didn't go to the doctor. Blood pressure went out of control. Blood sugar went out of control. We did all that. And here we are, you know, still with COVID around us. Now, maybe it did save lives. Maybe we did limit more deaths. Maybe more people would have died. Who knows? So I'm going to support what we did. I'm going to complain. And I'm going to think we could have done it completely differently. But the damage we have right now is the average person that is studying this to a T, and they are citing, you know, JAMA or New England Journal of Medicine. I mean, they are reading the studies. They're not reading fake news. And when they call and they ask me, so the 14 days or the 10 days or the 7 days is BS. Somebody could still have symptoms and be shedding the virus. I have to say, yeah. Look at George Floyd. George Floyd tested positive, not antibodies. We're talking antigens. He tested April 3rd as well as end of May during his autopsy. May he rest in peace. So what does that tell us? That tells us you don't just get it once and get immunity. Or maybe you don't get sick, but you could still carry the virus and spread the virus, which means everything we're doing is halfway. It's something, and I'll support it. I'll support the masks. I'll support the social distancing because I think it does play a role. But, I mean, checking temperatures, how I look at it is this, okay? All apples grow on trees, but not all trees grow apples. If you're walking in to a facility with a fever, you really need to turn your butt and go back home or get yourself checked out. So I like the fact that we're doing those. But stop letting people think that, okay, as long as you don't have a fever, you're not sick. Stop telling people after 10 days you're fine. Okay, let people understand they can still be contagious. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Accolades. All right, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials today. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we don't really hear a lot from the nurses. And, doctors go out there, and some of the nurses are, you know, sometimes somebody will give the nurse a microphone and we'll hear them in an interview or whatever. But nurses, for the most part, and doctors have been, and nurse practitioners and PAs have been kind of busy right now. So they haven't really been able to voice a lot of what's been going on. You got the health experts, and you got the people that are fed the information, and that then convey it. And you're like, thank you, this really, really helps. But you're not really hearing a lot of the front line. Right? And a lot of the front line, people are saying, guys, you know, cases are up, hospitalizations are up. But they're also saying, we're running low on PPE. We're running low on personal protective equipment. And you go to the box, and you stick your hand in the box, and there's nothing in the box. You try to get your your little foot coverings. They're really cute, those little foot coverings. I love those, you know. I remember when I was in training, we didn't have them all the time. So I would have blood on my shoes. And that's where I wore, like, little white Keds. And my white Keds were always, like, full of blood. It was disgusting. I have to throw in the washer, and, you know, because I didn't have enough foot coverings. I don't know what happened. Or maybe it's because somebody would be in labor, or there would be something on a floor of a hospital or something. I just always got blood on my shoes. Or maybe I had a bloody nose. Or who knows? Maybe I, you know, forgot that my period was coming. But either way, there was always blood on my shoes. And so your personal protective equipment involves not only a mask, not only a shield, but also your head covering, you know, your full body covering, your feet covering, because shoes bring in dirt. You know, we talked about how, you know, your feet could possibly even bring in COVID if there's a little COVID virus attaching to something organic that you bring into the house. And since my cats and dogs like to doodle all over the place, my guess is there's stuff on my shoes. When you work with a patient, you can't wear the same personal protective equipment and then go on to the next patient, so you have to rip the stuff off. You're ripping it off, throwing it away, getting new PPE. And so now we're being told that some workers have actually had to resort to using garbage bags as PPE, you know, and plasticking up their feet or plasticking up their head or whatever, garbage bags. Or the hazard bags or whatever they have available. And in fact, I think in Texas, a bunch of nurses are striking because they want to make sure they have enough personal protective equipment. And, you know, many people might be kind of looking at the current situation going, guys, you know, the hospitals aren't full. They got this. Death rate is down. We're good. Well, the only reason why we might be good, even though we're not good, is because we got nurses and doctors and medical students and residents doing their job and being able to come to work not sick. Once that gets messed up, we're going to be in trouble. That's kind of what happened also originally. We had too many cases too quick. People were sick. They had to call out or they were exposed. It was kind of a mess. Just like we talked about with the teachers when we first started the show. You know, the school plans may be nice on paper, but what happens when the teachers get exposed or sick and they have to be quarantined? So until we have a different approach to quarantining and a different approach to isolation and a different approach to our incubation period and a different approach to, you know, PPE and what gets spread, et cetera, you know, we're in a very, very delicate state right now. Okay. But while hospitals are trying to, you know, figure out what to do with PPE, I'm not going to be surprised if we get another warning saying, guys, these facial masks that you're using might not work because they want people to buy less masks. From what I see, you can buy masks again. They're expensive unless you buy them from China. Then you can get them pretty cheap. Or if you buy them from one of those countries where they're being made on the floor. So, you know, be careful where you buy your face coverings from. But if there is something more medical, can you save it for the hospitals? If you do get your hands on lots of supply, can you donate to the hospital? Okay, I know people want to make money. I get it. But if you could donate it or sell it cheap to the hospital, they're the ones that are going to kind of get our economy back up because they're the ones kind of controlling the virus. Now, unfortunately, we are brewing a new issue. Okay? And nobody seems to be talking about it. Kids aren't going and getting their checkups. Many kids have not gone to the doctors since mid-May, March, since April, May, June. So if you had a child that was supposed to get their 2 months, 4 months, 6 months vaccines, 12-month, 15-month, 4-year-old vaccines, and it was during this time, they are probably overdue, especially if they needed their 2, 4, 6. They're probably really overdue. Then when we talk to parents, I had a parent the other day, child had gotten bit. I go, okay, are their tetanus up to date? Like, no. I go, why not? Well, the office has been closed. Okay, well, can you go to a Walgreens? Can you go to a pharmacy and get the vaccines? No, I don't want to get COVID. So we have a population of children who are under-vaccinated. Now, some people may be like, look, we got bigger fish to fry, Dr. Dahlia. Look, we got COVID, we got flu. I'm not going to worry about polio or tetanus right now. Well, that's kind of interesting because everybody really had their panties all up in a bunch with the whole MMR issue last year. People were telling kids not to go to school. They wouldn't let them on the bus. They didn't want parents going into stores. There was all this lynching on families that weren't having their kids get the MMR. Now, all of a sudden, kids aren't getting their vaccines, and it's okay, you know, let's just pick our fights. I mean, are we going to be consistent or not? Are we going to be pro-vaccine or not? Or are we only going to do it depending on what really seems to work for us politically? You know, I'm pro-vaccine, but I really had a problem with everybody jumping on parents with the MMR when nobody really seemed to care about, you know, kids going to school not vaccinated for the flu. So I get, if you don't want a vaccine, if you're worried about side effects, I get that. But we can't sit here in the media or as a society pick and choose who we, you know, criticize or vilify depending on the type of vaccine. You're either pro-vaccine or you're not. By the way, with the corona vaccine, some of the studies now are saying a third of the population may not get it. The first study said half of the people won't get the coronavirus vaccine. They had to kind of clean that up pretty fast. And now some of the studies are saying a third of people won't get the coronavirus vaccine if we have it. So my guess is there's a lot more people that aren't going to want to get the vaccine. They're going to want to wait, see if it works. They're going to want to try to get natural immunity, if that even exists. So we have a little bit of a cluster there. But going back to our kids and going back to those people who aren't going to the doctor, this idea of, I don't want to go to the doctor because I'm afraid of COVID, and your child's not getting vaccinated, they're not getting examined, they're not, your blood pressure is not being controlled, your asthma is not being controlled, your diabetes isn't being controlled. Thank God for telemedicine stepping in, but we're not doing exams, we're not doing testing, we're limited. So there's going to be a new there's going to be a circle back to the house call. And apparently some doctors and some necks of the woods in America are actually going to people's houses, grabbing a van or going in their car, putting the vaccines in a refrigerated box, and making house calls giving kids vaccines on their driveway. Good for them. I mean, I don't know if we have enough staff to do all that. But the house call was something that was very, very cool. We used to do in the olden days, where rather than you have to go to a location, there'd be a doctor. The doctor would be trained. He didn't have to pay for overhead. You know, maybe he had maybe one staff person, but he was the neighborhood doctor, and he would just come to your house. So he would take care of you there, do the exam, bring the medicines. All of a sudden, things got a little different, going, look, you know, I can't be going around to everybody's house. It's easier to just come in, line up. I'll just see you in one place. And we eventually went more to a clinic setting. Hospitals were first, but in terms of doctors having clinics, that's kind of new in terms of the spectrum of centuries and medicine being done. And I think COVID is starting to change the concept of people don't want to sit in an office. They want doctors in their house. They want my face to come in at midnight in Alabama saying, hi, I'm Dr. Dahlia. I heard you're sick. What's going on? And they have the privacy. They don't seem to get sick. So people want telemedicine. They want people coming to their house, which means I don't think medicine's going to die. If you're thinking about going into medicine, we sure can need you. We sure use you. Can use you. And I could also use some grammar lessons. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.